direct wholesale pricing.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Jim Hughes, who is the chief engineer for the 2012 Ford Focus. He's going to be joining us live from Paris. But first, we're going to finish up with the folks that we had in hour number two of the program. Great friends of the show here, Alta Reed, who is an original member and current member of the Bob Seger Silver Bullet Band, also has his own all-star band and the Reed and Dickinson Band. We're also joined by Kevin Janeway from the TGIF Entertainment Group and Plan 4 Financial, and Stacy Himmelspach, who is the COO of Tailgater. Guys, thank you very much for hanging with me.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. This is a lot of fun, Bob. I love your enthusiasm about the music, and as you know, we're all incredible automotive enthusiasts growing up in Detroit, and it's really cool that you're bringing this together, and you're a visionary, and I like that. You know, the combination of rock and roll and the automobile goes way, way back, probably from the very first to Henry Ford himself.
Exactly.
Sure.
I mean, arguably, Alto, you could say the first rock and roll song lots of people say is Rocket 88, which was really Ike Turner, but it wasn't labeled that. Many people say that was the first rock and roll song. What do you think?
I think you're right. You know, Elton, before we forget about it, I'd like to give everybody my website where you can see my albums and you can see the Reed and Dickinson Project. We're still building the TGIF Entertainment Group site. There's an email that you can get there. But if you want to go and actively get involved with what we're doing and follow us and track us down, a great way is on Facebook with my Alto Reed fan page. But specifically for my website is www.altoreed.com, altoreed.com. And soon we'll have the TGIF Entertainment Group site fully functional as well.
Wonderful. Of course, it's been rumored that Bob may tour or may not tour. I know you have to wait for the official word from your mom, but once you get that word, we can have you call in from the road every Sunday.
This is so funny. There's a guitarist. I'm not going to say who it is, but there's a guitarist buddy of mine who was on one of our tours, not the last one, but he called me, you know, just to check in on things. And I believe there's been a conversation about him, the possibility that he might be one of the guitarists again on this upcoming tour. And so the joke is that he called and spoke with Craig Frost, our keyboardist, and he called me shortly thereafter and said, "Alto, I just thought you'd find it interesting that Craig asked me, him, in other words, hey, if you hear anything, let me know." And it's good news because that's the way it's always been. You know, we're part of this family. We go where we have to go, and we do it genuinely, enthusiastically, and Bob is just, he won't do anything prematurely.
Yeah.
So they're still tweaking a few things on the release of a new album, DVDs, and we were going to go out in October. Bob had actually announced that we had preliminary rehearsals for that, which went very well, but there was a little bit of a hitch in terms of who was available for the crew and who was available for the additional musicians. Because as you keep saying, I'm a founding and current member of Bob Seger. That's really four of us. Bob Seger, Craig Frost on keyboards, and Chris Campbell on bass, and myself. And we bring along another, you know, 10 people with us. It's a big entourage now, including a horn section. And the good news is they're great guys, the Motor City Horns, but I've stuck close to my principles for the most part, and I don't play in the horn section. I'm still down front and center doing what I do as, you know, one of the lead roles there. And the closest I've come to playing in a horn section almost happened with the Ventures. And that was when they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'd met them, become friends with them. And the largest selling guitar band, you know, ever in history, instrumental band. Hawaii 5-0 was there, you know, was probably one of the biggest songs. And so anyway, they asked me to come and perform, and it was the Paul Schaefer Orchestra. And I started up with the horn section and up in the back row for the show, for the Ventures induction, and Don Wilson looked up at me with my big bass sax, right? your favorite. He looked up there and went, nah, get down here. We want you down here on stage with us. So my bass sax was the entrevue into playing with the Ventures for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction show. By the way, you know that we did our own performance a couple of years earlier with Seeger for that induction. But it's a great time. It's great energy. I appreciate your show and your friendship as well. And congratulations to you and your wife on your little baby. Sweet, man. I got two grown-up girls now, 21 and 24, and it's an awesome ride.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys sound like you ought to be called Cars and Guitars.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Yeah, I think that might make a good a good network. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that further. Let's ask Stacy where folks can get more information about the Tailgater and which vehicles, truck-wise, is it currently available for?
Absolutely. Our website is www.thetailgator.com. And we sell all kinds. The black can be branded with anyone's favorite team, or we sell branded military type of tailgaters, fishing and hunting tailgaters. And we're also, Kevin and Alto and I put together a deal for all your listeners where if you go to the website and you order the Tailgater, we'll throw in an autographed copy of Tonight We Ride by Alto Reed and Steve Dickinson and the band. For your pleasure listening.
Cool.
It's if there's any Harley riders out there, they're going to love it. And it's great music, really great music.
Absolutely. Well, Stacy, I really want to thank you. Kevin, I want to thank you and Alto. We've definitely got to promote this more, the Motor City All-Star Concert to Rock the Fillmore. This is coming up Thanksgiving weekend, Friday night. November 26th at the Fillmore Detroit, that's formerly the State Theater. And Alto, once again, tell us all the folks that are going to be there.
Mitch Ryder is going to be one of my all-star guests, you know, and Jenny Take a Ride, CC Ryder, and Rock and Roll. It's what a great song he wrote with that. Larry Johnson, who's from one of the vocalists with the Temptations, the new Temptations. And we're working on maybe Martha Reeves might make a little
and
surprise.
And Cowboy Troy, too, by the way, Alto.
What's that?
Cowboy Troy.
And Cowboy Troy, yes.
From Nashville.
Cowboy Troy and Julianne Ankley, who's a great, a little more into the country, you know, side of music out of Detroit, but she's brilliant, a great singer, songwriter, performer. And Cowboy Troy, by the way, with even though I'm a Lions guy, you know, Lions fan, and Miami Dolphins living down here in Miami, he has the official song for the Dallas Cowboys. So you go online, check out Cowboy Troy with the Dallas Cowboys. It's really cool, man. The guy's great, good friend, and it's going to be a rocking night. We're going to have some more surprise guests as well. So Friday night, November 26th, the Fillmore in Detroit, downtown Detroit. It'll be a Motor City All-Star night. And my band, the All-Star band, is actually the Groove Council. Great players, Bernie Palo on keys, Kathleen Berry on vocals, and this Steve Burns also vocal. It's just a great band. It's fun, man. You will have a great time for sure.
Hopefully you can join us. Bob, come on up and join us.
That would be a pleasure. We'll definitely see if we can work that out. And again, a portion of the concert proceeds are going to benefit Goodwill Industries. Tickets starting at $10 in advance go on sale October 9th, and folks can purchase the tickets by logging on to www.livenation.com. So that's going to be lots of fun, and it's always lots of fun when we have Alto on the show and Kevin on the show. And Stacy, congratulations on your first appearance here on the broadcast. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob, very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
We'll have you back on soon. Straight ahead, we're going to talk Ford from Paris. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Tchotchkes Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Tchotchkes Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Tchotchkes.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kale and clam polymer gel. Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the Knockout Pain Cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about Knockout Pain Cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thank you very much for joining us here today on the program. We are covering the gamut, including some of the really cool unveilings at the Paris Auto Show. And joining us right now to tell us all about the 2012 Ford Focus, it's my pleasure to welcome the chief engineer on that vehicle, Jim Hughes. Jim, thank you very much for dialing us up. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Are you still in Paris or have you returned to stateside?
I just flew back in from Paris a couple of hours ago, so I'm excited to talk with you.
Excellent. Well, this is certainly going to be a big vehicle for the Ford Motor Company, the all-new Focus for 2012. And the Fiesta has rolled out to great reviews, and I understand the dealer demand there is quite high. And I'm expecting the same with this product because you guys have really raised the bar.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Bob. And you're right, we've had some great experience with the Ford Fiesta. And this new Ford Focus really provides a paradigm shift for the North American customers. We're going to be able to provide fantastic styling, best-in-class interior quietness, and unsurpassed fuel economy. And, of course, it's going to have the great European-inspired driving dynamics. Just a wonderful package.
And truly a global car, as the Fiesta is as well. I mean, we're finally going to get the same Focus as the folks in Europe have been getting for years.
You're right. It is absolutely all-new global Focus, and you're right. We're going to have the same features, the same wonderful driving experience here in the U.S. and in Canada and Mexico, the exact same thing that we're going to be able to offer the customers in the European continent.
Let's talk a little bit about the differences between the current generation Focus and this new Focus. Let's begin in the styling department. Again, kind of a new Ford styling DNA, not unlike what we've seen with the Fiesta, but in a little larger scale has been injected into this new Focus.
You're right, Bob, and we have a term for our new approach. The styling DNA is called kinetic design. It's really meant to convey a sense of motion even when the vehicle is still. And we're really proud of the fact that it's got a great rising belt line. It's got a wonderful muscular athletic stance. And when you see the vehicle from the front, it's got a very nice trapezoidal front grille and fascia. And it's really unmistakable. It really looks like nothing else on the road today, especially in North America.
Let's talk a little bit about the powertrains. What's going to be available here in North America?
Well, Bob, when we launch in North America, we're going to be having a 2-liter GDI, that's gaseous direct injection TIVCT, twin independent variable cam timing engine. And that's going to deliver about 160 horsepower and over 145 foot-pounds of torque. That powertrain is going to be made up with a 5-speed manual, and also an optional 6-speed power shift transmission. And we're really excited about that power pack, Bob, because it delivers great performance and unsurpassed fuel economy in its segment.
And this is a dual clutch transmission, so this is something that we haven't seen in an affordable sector here in the United States before, except in the Fiesta.
That's correct. We did launch the dual clutch transmission in Fiesta, and we're rolling out in much higher volume numbers here on the Ford Focus.
Very good. And certainly folks can expect some very good fuel economy numbers. I know way too soon to announce anything like that, but I would imagine that this is going to be a really highly fuel-efficient vehicle.
That's one of the key targets that we had, Bob, on the program, was to have this extremely fuel-efficient. In fact, our goal from the entire global perspective was to have unsurpassed fuel economy in every single region that we compete in. And I'm happy to tell you that in North America, we're on track to deliver just that, and we're on track actually to deliver 40 miles per gallon on the highway with an automatic transmission.
Wow. The Focus is going to be offered, I understand, in five-door hatchback as well as four-door sedan variants here in the United States. Will we eventually see a wagon variant as well?
Well, that's a great question. We certainly have the wagon in our portfolio globally. It will be launched in Europe, and we'll continue to monitor customer wants here in North America. But at this time, we are launching with what we feel is a very competitive four-door and five-door lineup, and we'll always be able to consider adding another body-style variant if the customer demand exists.
Dimensionally, is there a big difference between the previous generation Focus and this new 2012?
Well, the new 2012 Focus, Bob, is a little bit longer than the current Focus that we build here in North America. It's mm-hmm. It's about 3 inches longer, and it's approximately 4 inches wider. And actually, it's a little bit shorter in height, so it has actually a more aggressive, sporty stance by having a little bit wider. and a little bit shorter from a height perspective. And it really provides a nice, like I said before, nice aggressive muscular stance. And having a little bit lower ride height also contributes to better aerodynamics and fuel economy.
And gives it a more sporty appearance, in my opinion. Certainly the styling, just taking a look at some pictures on MotorTrend.com, one of my other radio shows, it really is a striking vehicle. I would imagine, just like you're probably seeing with the Fiesta, you're anticipating some conquest buyers, perhaps never before Ford buyers coming into dealerships and perhaps purchasing this new Focus.
Right. We welcome everyone into the dealerships, and we'll welcome our repeat customers that are already in the Ford family. But you're right, Bob, we're also looking forward to other consumers who haven't recently purchased Ford vehicles to be able to come into the dealership. And we think we've got the absolute winning vehicle proposition for them to come in, because it's got unsurpassed vehicle attributes, and it's just a knockout-looking vehicle.
Let's talk about some of the concepts that you have brought into this vehicle. Number one, just like we've seen with the Fiesta and what we saw for a number of years from some other brands, including Mini, for the first time, you can now get some of the luxury features that used to be only in more expensive vehicles in vehicles like the Focus. I mean, things like leather upholstery and heated seats, etc. That's the rumor that I've heard. Tell us a little bit about this premium strategy.
Right. We're trying to go much more upscale, Bob, with the new Focus. And we're having, for instance, trim series all the way up to what we call a titanium trim level, which is currently in Europe. And what we're trying to do is make sure all these consumers that are coming down from larger vehicle segments have the technologies and features that they've been accustomed to. So we're offering things like rain-sensing wipers, active park assist, which is just a wonderful feature. We have the MyFord Touch with the 8-inch navigation screen, just a wonderful feature. We even have a rear view camera. It really provides great rearward visibility when backing up, and it's just another great feature that we're able to adopt from more premium vehicles.
Let's talk a little bit about the MyTouch option. Lots of folks are familiar with the Sync system, and we'll talk about that as well. But MyTouch is relatively new for a lot of folks. So when we come back on the other side, we'll tell everybody about that and invite any calls or questions all about the 2012 Ford Focus. 800-259-9231. That's our contact line, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Auto World.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're having all kinds of fun. We're telling you all about the upcoming 2012 Ford Focus. And Jim Hughes, just back from Paris, where the vehicle was unveiled at the Paris Motor Show, is telling us all about the wonderful attributes of this particular vehicle. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the other cool attributes here. Certainly, you can't overlook the fact that you guys have hit the home run there with the styling, but certainly in the realm of electronics, Ford has made such great inroads with the Sync system. But now comes the MyTouch system. It was at the Consumer Electronics Show last year that I was standing alongside Mark Fields, the president of Ford, when he was demonstrating it to a bunch of media folks. And this, up until now, has been only available in a couple of different vehicles, but this is going to be part of the Platinum package on the Focus. Tell us a little bit more about the MyTouch system and what it does.
Sure thing, Bob. Yeah, MyFord Touch is really providing state-of-the-art. It's a state-of-the-art combination of controls and displays, and it really helps you operate different features within the vehicle and even operating some of your devices that you're bringing into the vehicle. And the beauty of this, of course, it's hands-free, and you can be able to control many of these different features with the steering wheel controls themselves. So you never have to take your hands off the steering wheel, and you can get access to any of your mobile devices that you have. You can change CD tracks. You can check your navigation. We're offering an 8-inch touchscreen with navigation in the vehicle. And it even has Wi-Fi. I mean, it's just a wonderful package of electronics for the new Ford Focus. We're very excited about it.
Absolutely. And the Sync system continues to evolve. I mean, that's one thing great about the Sync system, developed in conjunction with Microsoft, that you've made it backwards compatible for folks who bought some of the first systems. They can upgrade it. And, of course, if you're buying the latest and greatest, like the 2012 Focus, you're going to have the latest Sync system, which continues to really amaze and impress folks.
Absolutely, yeah. We're very excited about our continued relationship with Microsoft, and Sync was a great hit when we first launched it on the Focus about 3 years ago. And now that we're coming out with the next generation of Sync on this all-new Focus, we think we're going to provide customers even more functionality.
How about interior package space? I mean, let's take, for example, the five-door hatchback. Does it have some pretty usable trunk space, or do you really need to fold the seats down?
Well, we're actually very excited about the five-door hatchback because it provides customers a lot of versatility in passenger utilization and cargo utilization. And you're right, Bob, it does have flexible seating. So the seats actually can be folded down so you can get a flat load floor. But it does have a lot of space behind the seats for anything that our customers would like to put back there. Even with full five passengers, there's still plenty of room behind the rear seats for any of their sporting gears or anything else they'd like to bring into the vehicle with them.
Let's talk a little bit about the driving dynamics. In the past, as we noted at the top, Europe used to get one variant of the Focus. We got a different variant. Is the suspension tuning exactly the same, or are there subtle nuances between the Focus for Europe and the Focus here for the U.S.?
Yeah, essentially, Bob, it's going to be almost exactly the same. The suspension geometry is 100% common globally in every single region that we're offering the vehicle. The only minor differences there may be is with respect to tires. And as you're likely aware, in North America, all-season tires are the predominant choice.
Yeah.
And in Europe, they're really all summer tires. So you have to do slightly different damping and tuning when you have the different tires. But that's really the only change. You're going to have just a great driving, very addictive driving experience, no matter what region you're in.
And what about the horsepower ratings on the new Focus for 2012? Have those been officially announced?
Yes, they have. The new 2-liter GDI is coming in at about 160 horsepower. And, of course, in Paris, we've also revealed the world premiere of the Ford Focus ST, and that's our global performance vehicle. And that's well above 160 horsepower. That's just an exhilarating, fun vehicle, and that's about 245 horsepower.
And is that something that potentially we'll see here in the U.S., or is that to be determined?
That is, yes, it has been revealed globally, and it will be coming to the United States in 2012 calendar year. It's an exhilarating, muscular vehicle, and it's going to be exactly the same in North America as it will be in Europe. The ST is just a great product that we've seen in Europe, and the U.S. customers have been asking for it for quite a while, so we're very happy to bring it here in the United States.
Well, and what's the configuration on that? Is that a sedan or a hatchback?
Good question. That's built off of our five-door hatchback, and it does have unique front and rear fascias. It has a little bit more wider appearance, a much more muscular look, a very aggressive front grille, and like I said, about a 245-horsepower 2-liter EcoBoost engine. It just gets fantastic power and great fuel economy, and that's the beauty of these EcoBoost engines in the Ford products. You have wonderful performance, exhilarating performance, and still having a very green, efficient engine.
And no question about it, I mean, you can kind of have the best of both worlds with that because it's got such a flat torque curve and does a wonderful job of providing the kind of low-end punch that Americans, including myself, enjoy.
You're absolutely right. So some people get into it, and although it's very quiet, some people believe it's a diesel because you have such a good low-end torque, but it behaves very similar to a diesel because of its turbocharged features. But, yeah, it does provide great performance, and, of course, we're very proud of the fact that it also provides fantastic fuel economy.
So the one you showed off in Paris was actually a World Rally car. No, that was a Fiesta. With the Focus, did you actually show off the performance variant in Paris?
Yes, we did, Bob. Actually, it was the world premiere of the Ford Focus ST, which, to your point, is the global vehicle, the global performance vehicle. So that was the star of the show at the Ford exhibit at Paris. It was very exciting.
Oh, that is so cool. I've got to do a little bit more research on that. Will that be available with a couple of different transmissions here in the U.S.?
Currently, we're targeting a six-speed manual transmission because it's really a driving enthusiast vehicle.
Yeah,
we want the people to really be able to accelerate and drive through the corners and be able to have the performance that they're used to in Europe and bring that to North America. So at this point, we're going to be having a six-speed manual.
And how about in the realm of pricing? Has anything been announced yet on any of the Focus vehicles for 2012, or is that something we're going to be seeing closer to launch?
Bob, we're going to see that much closer to launch, so no official pricing has been released. I will say that Ford is a vehicle for the masses, and we want to make sure it's accessible to our customer base. So we will be priced very competitively, even though we're providing world-class and best-in-class attributes to our customer base.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, we'll have more about the 2012 Ford Focus. If you've got a question, now would be the time, 800-259-9231.
Today on The Long Drive, it's been called a game changer, the new Chevrolet Volt. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Everybody's talking about it. It's the first ever plug-in vehicle from General Motors. Chevrolet's Tony Paskowitz tells us all about the Volt.
They're coming real soon, guys. And the seven regions that we're going to be leading in are California, Texas, Michigan, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, and the Washington, D.C. area. So the Volts are coming. The gas engine that supports the Volt to provide it with its extended range capability like no other vehicle around there is a 1.4-liter engine. It's a four-cylinder, naturally aspirated, and it provides an additional 300 miles of range.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We're telling you all about the 2012 Ford Focus with the North American Focus chief engineer, Jim Hughes. And Jim was telling us about the unveiling of the ST variant of the Focus in Paris. Will that be a front-wheel drive model as well, or will that be offered in all-wheel drive configuration, Jim?
At this time, Bob, we're only revealing it in the front-wheel drive variant.
Mm-hmm.
We're not commenting on any other driveline availabilities at this point.
No, that makes sense, definitely. Have you noticed that, you know, Americans in general, you know, are moving more and more towards smaller cars? And I think the fact that you guys are providing a lot of those luxury and entertainment features, stuff, as I mentioned earlier, that used to be just available in midsize luxury or performance cars, you know, in these more affordable vehicles. I mean, it's definitely bringing more people into smaller vehicles.
You're absolutely right. There are more and more people every day downsizing their vehicles, but when they're downsizing from more premium, larger vehicles, they still want all the great technologies and features that they're used to. And that's why we're very proud to be able to offer in the new Ford Focus all these great high-tech features and unsurpassed attributes such as best-in-class interior quietness and fuel economy. Now, it is a little bit interesting in the United States in that it's not quite congruent to what's happening around the world. The C-segment vehicles around the world account for about one in every four vehicles sold. And when you account for B plus C segments, it's almost 50% globally. So the United States, I think, is starting to migrate towards a little bit heavier take on the C segment vehicles. And that's really where the globe has already been. They've already adjusted to the C segment. And that's really the dominant player around the world.
Yeah, it seems that way. Do you anticipate, you know, although the Focus certainly The Fiesta, rather, has rolled out to some great success right off the bat, that being a B-segment vehicle. But for a lot of Americans, that still is a very small car.
Yes, it is. It's smaller than what a lot of us have grown up with and or are used to. But it does provide the great fuel economy that many people are looking for. And it also provides a fun-to-drive vehicle. It's an inviting vehicle. It's very the focus is very cockpit-oriented. When you get into the vehicle, it really surrounds the driver and really provides an addictive driving experience with the great driving dynamics that the vehicle has. So once you get into the vehicle and experience it, it really puts a smile on your face.
When will we see the Focus available for sale for model year 2012 here in North America?
Well, Bob, we're going into our pre-production at the end of this year in 2010. So we would anticipate the vehicles being in dealerships in early 2011 calendar year.
So not that far off. And is there a specific website? Can folks already kind of be hand raisers or get more information about standard features, et cetera?
Yeah, certainly. If they just go to the standard Ford.com website, Bob, they can get a lot of new information on all of our vehicles, including the all-new Ford Focus. There are special directories on the website for the new global Ford Focus, and they get a lot more information.
Excellent. What's the single element of the new 2012 Ford Focus that you're most proud of?
I'm proud of the fact that we're able to deliver just an exciting driving dynamic vehicle that gets great fuel economy and looks just exhilarating. It's a really breathtaking vehicle, and it looks like nothing else on the road today. So the team is very excited about it.
And, again, this is a five-passenger vehicle, so you can haul around lots of folks as well.
That's correct. It's roomy enough for five passengers, and it has plenty of other room for your luggage and cargo and sporting equipment or anything else you'd like to bring into the vehicle.
Wonderful. Got a couple of email questions here. Number one, Jackson emailing us from California would like to know, will the 2012 Focus be available with leather upholstery, power seats, and also will it be available with a high-end stereo?
That's a great question. Yes, absolutely. The new Focus will come with leather seats. And for the very first time, we're having a power driver seat on the Ford Focus. So we do have power and leather. I'm proud to also tell you that we do have a high-end stereo system. We're actually partnering with Sony. We have a Sony-branded audio system in the vehicle, and it sounds absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, is that in combination with the sync unit? I mean, what the work that Sony has done with Ford in some of the sync units has been really spectacular.
Right. You can get them together, Bob, so they really work well together, the sync and the Sony branded audio.
That's great. Another email question. This one comes in from, let's see, it's Robert. Robert is in Kentucky listening on WKCT, and Robert would like to know about the fuel economy. How does it compare to some of the other competitors in its class?
Well, Robert, that's a great question. We're very proud to be able to provide unsurpassed fuel economy. There is no other competitor in its class that gets better fuel economy. And, in fact, at 40 miles per gallon, we're going to be able to provide our customer base that unsurpassed fuel economy with the convenience of an automatic transmission. There is a competitor that's recently announced a comparable highway fuel economy, but it's only available in their manual transmission. And as most consumers know, in the C segment, the automatic transmission is the dominant choice. It's chosen by over 9 out of 10 consumers.
So you guys have really got a leg up there. Let's talk about some of the features that potentially could be customizable on the Focus, because I would imagine that you're going to have a lot of that going on if this indeed attracts some younger buyers. Are there optional upsize wheels and other customizable options available for the Focus?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. We're very proud of the fact that we have a tremendous selection of wheels. We have a lot of aluminum alloy wheels ranging from sculpted and sporty all the way up to elegant and luxurious at our higher trim series. So we have a tremendous amount of wheel offerings for our customer base. And also through our Ford customer service division, we also offer dealer-installed accessories that will really help accentuate the vehicle and personalize the vehicle to many of our consumers.
That's great. As far as auto shows here in North America, will we see the 2012 Focus on display in Los Angeles as well as Detroit?
Yes, I think we're going to see it in L.A., and we did introduce it initially at the North American International Auto Show back in January in Detroit.
Yep.
We'll definitely see it again because we'll be able to share that beautiful new performance vehicle, the Ford Focus ST, and we'll be able to show that in Detroit and get a lot of our consumers here in North America excited about that as well.
And I know you probably can't tell me, but is there a target date for the launch of the ST variant?
Well, Bob, the ST variant, we are targeting a 2012 calendar year launch, so a little bit over a year. The consumers will just have a wonderful, exhilarating driving experience with the Ford Focus ST.
Wonderful. Website-wise, where's the best place to get all the information on the 2012 Focus?
Our consumers can go to www.fordvehicles.com and get all the great information on the new Ford Focus.
Excellent. Well, I got a chance to look at it very briefly there at the Detroit show last year, but I'll be in L.A. and Detroit again this year, so I really look forward to getting a more close look at the vehicle. Congratulations, and I can't wait to see the sporty ST variant of the 2012 Focus as well. Jim, thanks so much for your time here tonight.
Thanks for having me, Bob, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much. He's Jim Hughes, Ford North American Focus Chief Engineer. Well, we've had a busy time here on the program here tonight, and we appreciate you very much joining us. Anytime, if you'd like to shoot me an email, I would love to hear from you. I'll give you two different ways to get a hold of me. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, or I have an all-encompassing website for all of my other radio shows as well. It's bob@boblongradio.com. And while you're at it, check out thelongdrive.com for some cool stuff. And, of course, we can't forget our network's website, gcnlive.com, for podcasts, archives, and more. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.